The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
So, we're back.
Yeah, there we go.
We took the week off.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, and it was unremarkable. Nothing happened. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
What the fuck country are you guys living in?
Yeah, so...
and mental state. Yeah.
So your life took a turn, sir?
Yep. A little bit of a turn. My mother passed away. On June 30th, she was 96 years old. As old as the queen, as we like to say.
It's just so old.
It is. She's a feisty old lady. Will be missed and was beloved. It wasn't a surprise. She was on hospice. It wasn't a surprise, I would say. It was more or less, oh, well, that's happened now. And then you have to deal with it because now it's the end. But I got to spend a weekend with her a few weeks before that event.
That's good.
Got to cook for her and just be with her, talk to her, get her. It was surprising. I asked her questions about some family stories. I said, you have to tell me answers because people are going to be asking me after you're gone, not knowing that it was coming imminently. And so you got to tell me some stories. And so she was able to tell me quite a bit, and it was really good.
I'm glad you got to spend time with her.
Yeah, that was important. And Jeff can attest to that, you know, how important it is to get that. Sometimes you can't get that time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or you think, oh, I'll get that time later. You know, I don't have time right now. And it's like, I'm glad that it was pretty much forced on me because when they put her into hospice, my grandniece who'd been staying with her, needed weekends free. You know, she's got a new boyfriend. She's got, he's got kids. It's a whole life thing. And she wanted to be able to have her weekends free. And, so we all kind of stepped up, the adults, myself, my niece, my grandniece's mother, my brother, and one of our cousins, who'd been looking after mom's finances, stepped up and said, we'll each take a weekend and we'll stay with her.
Yeah.
We had it planned for June and for July. This coming weekend would have been my second weekend with mom, but I won't be doing that. So, it was tough. It was a rough week because there's all the things when you're the child of the person who's passed.
Yeah.
There's all the things. I'm glad my mom, she set up a trust. You know, we have a trustee to handle that. It's my niece. She's very good and very smart and has an accountancy degree. So the trust is in good hands. Mm-hmm. That will get resolved and work into an inheritance for myself and my brother down the line. We have to sell our house first. If you're looking for a house in Pleasant Grove, it's a 3-bedroom. It's a double wide trailer. Now, don't let that scare you.
It scared me.
She went to great lengths. That house is for one, it stood for 50 years. She went to great lengths to remodel the interior of that house and bring everything as up to date as possible. And then when my sister moved in, they did even more. It probably needs just a little bit of drain work. I think it's not water pipes, it's drains. I think it needs a little drain work. And other than that, the house is rock solid.
So you guys are gonna sell? You're not gonna rent?
Yeah, we gotta sell.
Okay,
we gotta sell. That was her. That was one of her wishes, that the house be sold, because that was her only asset. So the house would be sold, and my brother and I would take it. Would receive the money. It was originally going to be all four of my siblings, but my two sisters passed away. So I just got to bump off my brother and I get it all, I guess.
That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
That seems doable.
Now, if he dies, I'm going to be a person of interest in the police investigation. That's
oh,
it.
I'll be turning you in. Make yeah. no mistake.
Brother.
For the reward.
It's called Brothergate.
Brothergate.
Mm-hmm. Brothergate. We knew there was a scandal coming.
Well, I went to the funeral on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Got to give you a hug. You looked very dapper, sir.
Oh, thank you. That's my suit that I could fit into. I'm a little irritated by this.
I also wore my suit that I could fit into.
Yeah.
No, your wife looked great. Your kids look good.
Mm-hmm.
God, Moira is tall.
Yes.
She's so tall.
She is. She's almost 6 feet. She wants to hit 6 feet.
Boy.
Hey, we all have goals.
Yeah, she's almost 6 feet. It's pretty impressive.
And she also wears big stompy shoes sometimes.
Nice. Yep.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, not height.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. She's a smart kid. Mm-hmm. I think she's delightful.
Yep.
It's just weird to see him so... I mean, it's weird. It's weird to see your boy.
Uh-huh.
Man. You know, when he bought a motorcycle, I'm like, Jesus Christ, why would JC let his kid buy him? Oh, fuck, he's in his 20s already? What the fuck is going on? Yeah.
He's very, it's really interesting with the motorcycle. He's not a dipshit like some people are. He always wears a helmet.
That'd be me.
He's got jackets. He wound up going and buying himself a really expensive racer jacket because it's got the arm. It's got kind of the Kevlar armor,
yeah.
But it's not so bulky he can't move. And two, it actually breathes, even though it's synthetic. It breathes, so he doesn't feel hot riding his motorcycle like you would. He put a lot of money in. He spent a lot of money on the jacket, but it was like it's a one-time buy once, cry once kind of investment, you know. And then you'll enjoy it ever after that. So
yeah, that was the last time I was in the market to buy a motorcycle. I first went and bought a very expensive helmet.
Mm-hmm.
I still own the helmet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, the bike, the two bikes we tried to buy that year fell through. So I have a really nice helmet in storage. Well, let's do some news.
You've hit trike age, I'd say.
No, I can still ride a bike.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one of those reverse trikes with the single wheel in the back. I'd ride one of those.
Oh, the spider?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd look ridiculous. I think the other bikers would make fun of me. But, you know, what are you going to do?
I just got to get you a fat boy. And you just
oh, you know what I up. Want? I want an Indian Chief.
Yeah.
I just, loved those bikes since I was a wee tot and still do. And they're just sexy as hell now.
Yeah, Angus, my son, is looking to buy a Scout. An Indian Scout.
Oh, he should.
Yep. He wants to get a Scout. He's just got to get the money, the capital put together, and he wants to do it.
Yep. That'd be outstanding. Well, hey, speaking of capital.
Nice. I don't
know. It's a weak transition.
It was pretty okay.
We had a better one with Brothergate, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean Gate popped up here a couple days ago and said, you know what? I think we're going to stop all underwater exploration and commercial operations. I don't know why. It just feels like the right time to call it a day.
Yeah.
Yep. Founded in 2009, OceanGate offered tourists the opportunity to travel on submersibles into the ocean's depths. I am looking at this fucking thing right now. Look at this. The fucking wiring harness is just naked outside of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything was, I mean, even looking at the one that, you know, we talked about getting crushed going down to see the Titanic. I remember watching, they showed a clip of the guy going and some guy on CBS or something going to an interview and then riding on the submarine. And of course he was fortunate that they got down so far and then they had to recall them because something wasn't working.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you could have been crushed by the weight of the Empire State Building.
Ooh.
From all sides of your body.
Oh, at least it goes fast.
Yeah.
But you know it's coming is the problem.
Somebody was asked, so I think on that show they were talking about the pressures underwater. And somebody said, here's a styrofoam. We put a styrofoam cup off the side of our little exploratory subs in a little net. This is what they look like when we come back up. And it's just like, it's not even a shot glass size. You know? It's just crushed down to nothing. Yeah. They're like, that's what the ocean pressures will do to your body is kind of the idea. And I'm like, yeah.
Just don't go in the fucking ocean.
Where do I apply to sue the estate of these billionaires for my time lost waiting to find out they were dead because the owner fucking ignored every goddamn safety regulation in the world?
You don't become a billionaire by
playing it safe.
By playing it safe and spending too much money on safety.
That's right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, James Cameron's over in the bottom of the Marianas. Three fucking times, you know, deeper than this going, yeah, I did safety regulations.
Yeah.
That's why I'm still alive.
I did not play with an Xbox remote control,
exactly.
Which survived.
Well, we said this off air, but I'll say it again. OceanGate just sounded like it was a scandal from the beginning. So
yep.
I was like waiting for them to have something wrong.
So Ivanka Trump. We're talking about the billionaires. That's what we're going to do right now. Ivanka Trump. She's just on vacation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Her
whole life is what we would call a vacation.
Yeah.
She works when she wants to, and then the rest of the time is all leisure.
I mean, if that billionaire's kid went to Blink 182, why can't she just enjoy her summer?
You know, not for nothing, but did you see the follow up on him? That kid, he went on Twitter and just cut loose.
Yeah.
About how much he hates black people.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Ah, well, he should have been in that ocean.
He should have. That would have been nice. But even his asshole dad couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
Dear Ocean Gate, we could open up some tours again.
Yeah, you missed a guy.
We've got some candidates for you.
Just throw him in the water. That's all.
Yep.
With some semen galoshes. Get him down there faster. So Donald Trump has been charged with 34 felony counts by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
That's a shame.
He's got even more coming from the feds and all of that. And yet Ivanka, just chilling at the beach.
Yeah.
Just having herself a little moment.
Lucky.
Yep.
I have to work for a living.
Yeah, she's on the yachts. She's on the beaches. She's
and no orcas around. Have gotten her?
Mm. I know, huh?
One day. Yeah. Oh. Such dead air.
Yeah. What do you even say?
Just let her live her life.
Oh, you'd like her in jail.
Well, yeah.
I believe that she should be locked up and that.
We got $600 million from the Chinese. We got $2 billion from the fucking Saudis dumping into that particular appendix of a family.
Did you hear the story about, it was some Central American country regarding the Trump Hotel. So she had gotten put on his staff, right? Donnie's staff when he was president. Prior to him getting the presidency, they'd opened up a hotel in this Central American country, a Trump hotel. And then they went to the next country and they were negotiating getting land and setting up a hotel there. So she gets her dad to give her a job doing this very thing for the United States. She then uses that to negotiate getting aid to this country if they'll put up the hotel.
Yeah.
So they said, yes, if you'll give us aid, we'll let you put up the hotel. They start to put up the hotel. Now, the Trump brand is trademarked, but each country has different trademark laws. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, I don't know if we can trademark this. You know, they were going through all that stuff. So she had her dad withdraw aid until the trademark thing got resolved, which it got resolved pretty quick because of that. Yeah. Man. What was this about? You know, you have to disinvest yourself, you know, from all of your, you know, capitalism. Yeah, no, he didn't. And she fucking didn't.
She's the devil. She's...
I wish I was rich. That's all. Like, it'd be cool to fuck around and find out and not find out.
Yeah.
And not actually find out. Yeah.
But whatever. I'm just going to sit poor.
Anyway, Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Chris Christie, I'm only bringing this up because it's at the bottom of the article and I haven't seen it before. But basically, Trump keeps making fun of him for being fat. and Chris Christie was asked about it and he's like, what's your reaction to that? And Christie said, oh, like he's some Adonis? He should take a look in the mirror every once in a while. Maybe drop the weight thing off his list of criticism.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. My thought was pot meat kettle.
Yeah. Like,
So we talked a couple weeks ago about Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. They're going to have a fist fight because what the fuck is reality anymore?
Yeah.
I just like that Mark Zuckerberg's like, okay.
Yeah. So Musk.
Exactly how I am when somebody asks me to fight. It's like, okay. They usually back off as soon as you say okay, because they're like, oh, shit.
Yep. Mixed martial arts legend Jorge St. Pierre has offered to train Elon Musk, who has taken him up on it. Zuckerberg, jiu-jitsu guy.
Yep.
Feeling okay. He's with John Jones, current UFC heavyweight champion.
Who are you guys going for?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
I think Zuck's experience matters.
Yeah.
So I think Zuck will have it. I don't know that he's ever actually, you know, fought in a real, in this kind of fight, but I know, you know, even giving time to spar, there's no way Musk will have the level of training by that point.
I'm just voting for him because that time he did the meta thing and he had mustard on his shelf.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was so funny.
I liked it.
That was crazy.
Anyway, Zuckerberg.
And yeah. I'm still a Facebook user no matter what. So, yeah. Yeah.
Look, Facebook is stolen my data, so is Twitter.
Yeah.
Facebook did it and said, yeah, we did it. I suppose we should feel bad. And Twitter did it, and they're like, shove it up your ass.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And now there's a new Facebook Twitter.
Yeah.
And when you track, we're going to talk about that. Next segment. But if you track the people that have been exploited by these two billionaires, I'm not saying it's victimless crime. What I'm saying is that Zuckerberg went after other rich white people to get ahead.
Yeah.
Elon Musk fucked everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The people Zuckerberg screwed over to get ahead were usually rich white people. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Donald Trump's valet, Walt Nauta, pleaded not guilty Thursday to charges that he helped former president hide classified documents from federal authorities. You know, I worked on a campaign not too long ago where, you know, one of the spouses decided it would be just a grand old fucking idea to put some stinky fucking weed in an envelope.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And then have a neighborhood kid take it to the post office to mail it, putting him in you know, danger.
And you don't even need a drug sniffing dog when it's stinky weed.
Oh, no, they didn't. No, like the fucking cops... The feds, everybody showed up that day. The kid didn't get in trouble, which was nice.
He should have done FedEx. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit.
What a funny thing.
It was a funny thing. Almost totally tanked the campaign. Almost took everybody with it. And yet, you know, persevered because somebody brilliant was running messaging. But yeah, and that's what this reminds me of is it's like you got a guy who's doing a job. Mm-hmm. And his job just happens to be he's the body man for the biggest douchebag to ever walk the fucking planet. But he's still just trying to do his job. He's probably got people to feed. He's probably an asshole to a point because he's working for Trump.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, he's just a fucking wage guy And yeah, now all of a sudden, the feds are coming down on him because his boss was like, hey, move those fucking boxes. And he was like, yes, sir, mm-hmm. I'll move the fucking boxes. That's what I do.
Yeah.
You know? And now he's in trouble.
And from all reports, it's like, you meet Trump one-on-one, and he'll be fucking kind and nice to you and, like, generous for you. It's like, you know, it's when you actually do work for him that he fucks you over, where you actually expect to get a paycheck. But, like, he gives gifts and shit to people. Of course you're going to like the guy, you know?
I don't like everybody that gives me a gift.
That reminds me, I have a present for you.
Aw, I like you.
But you can't have it until you're back. So 2 weeks, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry.
When's my birthday?
I don't know when your birthday is. When is your birthday?
I don't know. Maybe in 2 weeks. I don't know.
Is it really?
21 days.
What day?
Oh, a Sunday.
It's on Sunday? It's on the 23rd?
The 30th. Did I say
30th?
Yeah.
So you're not here next week, but you're here the week after.
Mm-hmm.
And then that next week, I know you get each another present.
Well, no, you don't.
I do.
We have to get another present. Yep.
Presents. All right, let's take a break. We'll get back on the other side. More news.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And JC.
Just wanted to talk to you for a minute about Patreon. Patreon.com. PATREON.com. That's where we raise the money to put these shows on each and every week. For those of you that weren't paying attention, we didn't hit our fundraising goals this year, and so we need your help to keep the shows going.
Please.
Now, more than ever.
Oh.
We don't say that.
I thought we were not being aggressive.
Yeah, that's bad political writing. Is that one right there?
In the arms of the angels.
There you go. You do that. So, anyway, every week that we record, we put special content behind a paywall over at patreon.com/defendmedia for you to listen to so that you know deep down inside you're better than everyone else. patreon.com/defendmedia, D-E-F-E-N media. Join us over there, will you? It's pennies on the dollar.
Please.
Reason you are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
There's a lot of strike news, and one of the things we're going to talk about today, which is the writer strike. Next week, we will talk more in depth about the Teamsters strike that seems to be unavoidable. And really, when you consider how much work the Teamsters do moving things around this country, most especially for Amazon. You know, a strike is going to do some damage. You know,
it'll be real interesting to see some of the, you know, because almost every state has a private trucking company, and not every state is. A lot of states have gone right to work. I mean, Utah is the one I'm thinking about, and there are two or three private trucking companies here.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how that, you know, how those picket lines are going to work from the Teamsters.
I'm going to have to go to the mall.
But we do remember the Teamsters being, back in the day, you know, under Jimmy Hoffa and that, quite violent.
Yep.
So that should be interesting to see.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
I had a feeling there's some anger here. But in the meantime, the writer strike still has problems. The thing, like, the writer strike is a slow burn.
Yeah.
As far as consequences go. There are huge consequences to your entertainment delivery system in the future. Right now, they still got scripts. They're still making shit. Only a few people have stopped projects. But, right now, negotiators for the Writers Guild of America and the studios They're both claiming victory whenever they get around to talking about resolving the contract dispute that's prompted the strike. Mm-hmm. Now in its ninth, no, now in its 10th week.
10th week, yep. Yeah.
But, yeah, it's been decidedly chosen that the PR war has been won by the Writers Guild. I mean, that's mm-hmm. not surprising, let's be honest.
Not surprising at all.
Yeah. So...
it's more of this, we're sick of billionaires. I mean, we were pretty clear about that in the last block, so...
you're not even creative, and you're getting all the money.
Yeah.
And that's a huge problem.
But this is one of the longest writer strikes in my memory. We had, I think the longest one was back in... 1990?
No, and, it was 2008.
Yeah, 2000. I wanted to say 2008, because I remember 30 yeah. Rock stopped.
Yeah, 2008 was also long. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, so we were due. It's about every 20 years, we gotta negotiate because some technology changes and they find a new way to rip you off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, you got members of the Writers Guild having fights with one another. Mm-hmm. You've got. Whatever the case, Russo argues that the rank and file WGA members are playing to their strengths as the strike continues. As writers, quote, we can use those 280 characters really effectively and get a message mm-hmm. out very concisely. You basically give a tool like that to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of writers who are clever and funny, and you can help build empathy around the cause.
Yep.
Yep. Then you've got... this very baity headline.
Yes.
Casa Bonita, which is the famous Mexican restaurant in the Denver area
mm-hmm.
that Trey Parker and Matt Stone bought to totally, you know, reinvigorate, remodel, mm-hmm. refresh, reopen. They're there now. But just days before the much anticipated reopening, Casa Bonita rescinded its original employment contracts and asked staff to sign new agreements that may amount to smaller wages. No.
No.
Words matter.
No. Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're basically going to be paying $30 an hour for you to work at Casa Bonita.
Oh.
Yeah. Which
that's
is
your,
good.
That's your base pay. So they're like, we're going $30 an hour. No tips.
Going European on this one, huh?
Yeah.
I like it.
Before that, they were going to be around $15 an hour plus tips.
Mm.
Now they're going to double that. You know, from the times I've worked in this particular sector, mm-hmm. there's that $30 an hour, man, that is a great fucking base. That's brilliant.
Especially if it's mm-hmm. a lunch shift in the weekday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not every shift is a Friday night.
Yeah.
Right. So this is going to work out really, really well. But people are bitching and moaning because that's what they do.
Yep. Yep.
You know, I'd rather work and know exactly what I'm getting than just have to fucking pray every goddamn time I went to work that I'd make enough to make ends meet.
How dare they let waiters and waitresses make a livable wage where they're going to be yelled at anyway?
Oh, sure.
How do they make any profit off of this? That food's got to be super expensive if you go eat there.
It is.
Because they're paying so much.
Not because of that. It was expensive before they did that.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just all the Republican bullshit that comes out from that. And it's like, no, none of that has to be the case. You can pay a living wage to somebody and you will still make profit. You know, just because the billionaire who invests can't buy his fifth yacht doesn't mean you can't make profit.
The Space Shuttle Endeavor. Space Shuttle Endeavor mm-hmm. will be re-erected. But yeah, the California Science Center is ready to kick off a 6-month long process to stack the components of the space shuttle into a vertical launch pad position so that it can go display in the future Samuel Osten Air and Space Center, currently under construction. Science Center announced on Thursday Museum's Go for Stack process is scheduled to begin on July 20th. That's Space Exploration Day, in case you didn't know. Hey, Elon, maybe it's time for you to go find your car. The display will include the Endeavour Orbiter. Its first mission was in 1992. It'll go with one of the solid boosters and the two solid boosters and the external tank. 20-story tall vertical display. It'll be the only, quote, ready for launch, end quote, space shuttle system in the world in terms of just how it looks.
But that'll be cool. I saw the movie Space Camp years ago. You know, maybe keep the kids out of there. That's what I'm saying.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Wholly realistic.
Yep.
So, what else have we got this week? Here we go. Threads launched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I joined.
I had to. I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, I've used it a little.
I need to join.
It's much like Twitter, except not as gross yet.
Yet. Mm-hmm.
Yet.
Well, I mean, Elon can't buy it, so.
Yep. But Twitter has threatened legal action against Meta over Threads.
Oh, boy.
Which has already drawn tens of millions of users since launching just this last week. In a letter to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg, Alex Spiro, an attorney representing Twitter, accused Meta of unlawfully using Twitter's trade secrets and other intellectual property by hiring former Twitter employees to create a copycat app. Yet two problems with that, and one, both of them stated on Twitter, is Musk saying, A, patents are for sissies.
Yep.
And two, you know, who gives a shit who I fired? They'll find work other places. Yep. Well, they did.
And they did.
And now you're mad?
Yeah, you whiny little bitch. You know, it's going to be weird watching you cry when Zuckerberg, of all people, causes you pain. It's going to be so weird.
Well, yeah, he's crying from this pain, but yeah, I can't wait for Zuckerberg to actually cause him real pain.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Meta spokesman Andy Stone wrote Thursday on Threads, no one on the Threads engineering team is a former Twitter employee. That's not a thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Suck it, Elon.
In other words, we haven't violated any non-compete contracts.
Yeah.
Wait, what did Musk say up there? Competition is fine. Cheating is not.
Cheating.
Buddy.
Cheating.
Buddy.
Don't we know what that means? Have we lost our words? We don't know what those mean anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that's it exactly. Yep. All right, let's take a little break. When we get back on the other side, we get some Republican news. Full of Republicans doing Republican things.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Alan Arkin. Ryan Murphy threatens to sue the WGA. Rogers the Musical opens at Disney.
I can do this all day.
In moving pictures, James Gunn is talking about his upcoming DC and Marvel projects.
I'm surprised he gets both.
Warner Brothers TV has scrapped a live-action Powerpuff Girls series.
I didn't even know about it until now, and I'm so sad.
Deadpool 3 has some major casting announcements.
That's going to be an awkward on-set relationship, don't you think?
In comics, it may be easier to get seats in Hall H at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Yay! I'm not going to go.
White Widow will get her own series this year.
I am so into this.
I love hot sauce!
Kirkman's Transformers lineup has been announced.
They are more than meets the eye. I'm sorry.
I review Nightwing number 105 and the Scarlet Witch Annual. And we have all that and the GOP war on Barbie. Thanks for our true believers. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
See, Barbie's got careers. There's all sorts of career Barbies. You can't have that in the GOP. Back to the kitchen, Barbie! So once upon a time, I think people know by this point in the show, if you've been a longtime listener, when I was a teenager, I didn't get along very well with my mother.
My parents, because you were a redhead.
Yes, that's one of the reasons. My parents had split after exhaustive attempts to run away. My mom finally wouldn't let me back in the house, and I moved in with my father, which made me very happy at the time. I'm still happy about it now. My mom didn't much care for redheads, my grandpa said. He says, it's not your fault. She doesn't like redheads. She never has. You know? And that doesn't feel like...
It's not your fault, son.
Yeah. It's not your fault. She just thinks you're a genetic anomaly and can't stand the sight of you. She made me get rid of my dog. She said she was allergic. My grandfather said she's not allergic. She's afraid of dogs ever since she got bit by a beagle when she was a kid. Yeah, this would be grandpa that didn't like me, though, still feeding me in. Regardless, I had to, when I was living with dad, and he remarried, we ended up in Spanish Fork, Utah. Mm-hmm. We were there about 3 months before I told my dad that we could either move or I was moving back in with my mother.
Ooh.
And he's like, is it that bad? And I'm like, yeah, dad, it's really that bad. You know, you spend all day at work, I spend all day in Spanish Fork. And so we did. We turned around. We moved up to northern Pleasant Grove, where, had I not moved, I wouldn't have met him.
Aw.
Yeah.
Or that's right.
Any of my goofy funeral mates.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a J.C. Carter high school reunion going on in the back of the chapel.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've known a lot of many of my friends I've known for decades, like Jeff,
since the '80s.
Many of whom I said have probably spent more time in my mother's living room than they spent in their own living rooms when we were young adults. And a group of them got together, pitched in, and got a beautiful floral arrangement that wound up going with us to the cemetery.
Just for the record, I did not pitch in on the flowers because I'm buying you whiskey because I want it to work.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
The proper thing.
I did not put that into the private thread everybody was going on. We're all like, oh, flowers, flowers, flowers. And I'm like, nobody can do anything with flowers. The gifts are for the living.
Yeah.
I'm buying a bottle. So you got a bottle forthcoming, brother.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
You know me better. You know me best.
I do.
But then you were my, not just, you know, guy living out, you know, guys coming over to my house. You are actually my roommate there for a while. So
I know. I think I am one of your only friends that's ever sat down for a cup of coffee with your mom.
Yeah.
On several occasions. I don't know where the hell you were.
Still sleeping? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you did, man. It's something is that your mom, considering the age gap in you and your siblings, could not have just gone, oh, I wish my house were full of loud, rowdy, nerdy, dorky teenagers. but she always let us in.
Yep.
You know, and then there was that one time I didn't leave. And I don't think she was happy about it. But by God, she made sure that when she had coffee, I had coffee. And she kept me from starving to death, and it was just fucking great. She was just really, really exceptional.
As I said in my eulogy to her at the end, one of the lessons I learned was always be a gracious host, because you can always gripe about them after they leave.
Yep,
that's what I learned from my mother.
That's amazing.
I did. I laughed out loud at that one.
It's like she was the most gracious host. Anybody was welcome. Everybody was welcome. And then as soon as you left, boy, did anybody in the house get an earful about what she thought.
I love it. Look at that lull again. My mom is that kind of person.
No, this one's me.
My mom is that kind of person. She just let anybody live there, like any of my friends. And then she would come up like after a couple weeks. So does Melissa live here now?
Yeah.
And I'm like... I guess. And she's like, okay, I just wanted to know. And then she would just leave. Like, yep. Okay. Happened a couple of times. It's nice. I wouldn't let Della do it. She asked me if her friend Skylar could come over. I don't like Skylar. I said, absolutely not. And she goes, but he doesn't scream and cry all the time anymore. I'm like, I don't care. I don't want, I'm not going to do it.
Once was enough.
Yep. I knew him. He was at daycare. I didn't like him. I didn't like his parents. He's not coming to my house.
Yeah, that's even worse. Yeah. Parents are awful.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of awful parents.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, you like that? Republicans, the GOP, put out an Independence Day tweet. They're like, yay, America. Let's celebrate America with the flag of Liberia.
They are so stupid.
Yeah, Republican Party was embarrassed again when a tweet from its official account celebrating Independence Day featured the wrong flag. The tweet said, 247 years ago, our forefathers told old King George to get lost. Wow, who's the witty funster writing these tweets?
He doesn't work there anymore.
Happy Independence Day from the GOP, said the tweet. But the flags that they featured in the tweet appeared to be, you know, flags of Liberia.
I love it. I feel like they did that on purpose.
Well, I'm looking at this and I'm like, so this was some creative, you know, graphic designer who was like, well, it doesn't really look like much with all 50 stars. So why don't I just do one star in the middle? That'll scream America, not knowing there's a flag like that, buddy.
Yeah. Go look up the history of Liberia.
Yeah.
And you'll realize why this is so fucking off brand for the GOP. Yeah.
Talk about your ire. Well, they have always said go back. There are many Republicans who have said go back to Africa. So,
yeah. Jezebel says, happy Independence Day. It's time to make fun of some nerds who can't use social media to save their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They also said, what's that sound you heard between fireworks? Probably a social media intern getting fired.
Yep. Hey, if you get fired, you get unemployment. That's all.
Yeah.
I just like the line, that's the Liberian national flag, not the American flag. This is what happens when you ban books.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah, the Office of the Historian of the United States Department of State says that, quote, the founding of Liberia in the early 1800s was motivated by the domestic policies or politics of slavery and race in the U.S., as well as by U.S. foreign policy interests. Mm-hmm. In short, the founding in 1816 of the American Colonization Society, a doomed attempt by white Americans to solve the problem of slavery by sending enslaved people to Africa, led to a first group settling in what is now Liberia. The West African country declared independence in 1847. And they're there because people...
Why don't we just send them back to Africa? Because they're like three generations in this country. Why would they even know anything about their home country?
Yeah, that's really it. They're like, well, it's right there. Look, we'll put up a town. There you go, with a little fence. There are
people who look like you. They speak a language we don't know.
Yeah. That's it, is that the abolitionists had no other fucking idea other than, we'll just get them a little piece in Africa. We'll give them a little 28 acres and a mule in Africa.
Better than here.
You know what? It probably is at this point. Okay, I got conflict.
Okay.
There is no possibility of me getting out of the other side of this article without pissing somebody off.
Okay.
So I'm just going to be honest and just speak my mind. I'm not going to tiptoe or dance around.
I feel like we're going to have the same opinion.
How I want to talk about this victimless crime.
Mm-hmm.
Florida Republican women say they will switch parties after Ron DeSantis has approved a new alimony law in Florida rescinding permanent alimony. I don't have a problem with alimony. I don't have a problem with it. Every once in a while, I see a story where I go, that's too much alimony.
Yes.
There's, you know, one I saw on some famous people where the dude is already paying $200,000 a month for his ex-wife to raise his two fucking kids, and she wants another $65,000 a month.
Sounds like Kevin Federline or whatever, and Britney Spears.
Oh, are they? Are
she
they
pays.
Fighting?
She pays a lot of money to him, but he's raising the two kids. And like seven others of his.
What decisions have you made in your life when somebody like Kevin Federline seems like the better pick of a parent?
Right?
Yeah.
And he has multiple kids where he is the sole parent.
Yep.
Oh, anyway, go on.
Anyway, this is a death sentence for me, says one Florida lady. But DeSantis last Friday signed a measure that'll overhaul the state's alimony laws. After three vetoes of similar bills, the measure, SB 1416, includes doing away with what is known as permanent alimony. DeSantis' approval came a year after he nixed a similar bill that sought to eliminate permanent alimony and set up a formula for alimony based on the length of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it's not too bad. But yeah, so he signed it, and then this group called the First Wives Advocacy Group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A coalition of mostly older women who receive permanent alimony and who assert that their lives will be upended without the payments. To them, I say, get a job.
Yep.
Get a job.
Yeah.
On behalf of the thousands of women who our group represents, we're very disappointed in the governor's decision to sign the Alimony Reform Act. We believe by signing it, he has put older women in a situation which will cause financial devastation. You know, like you did to the guy you're going out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So-called a party of family values has just contributed to the erosion of the institution of marriage in Florida.
Divorce was the erosion of the institution of marriage.
Yeah, remember that when you got divorced?
Darn it. I didn't save any money.
Yep.
That was just counting on that check.
Yep. I thought I would get free money for the rest of my life for having sex with my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. But apparently not, Ron DeSantis. And it's like, you know that Ron DeSantis signed this for a buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no hero points going to him. You've got all of these women in their 60s that have basically just done nothing but marry well and divorce well.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republican women... What was the meme? It was the, I can't believe a Jaguar just chewed off my face, said man who voted for Jaguar that chews off, or face-chewing Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but...
This is such a weird article for me, because one, it's a Ron DeSantis law, which I would immediately normally be against, and yet at the same time, it seems a little more fair for those who wind up getting these... money grubbers who marry for money and then divorce so they can at least get they can just live off the alimony. But at the same time, I think about women who are they do get married to this man, they were in love with him, and then find out he's not who they thought, and they divorce. You know, having some money to support them would be good,
perhaps. Less avocado toast and lattes,
mm-hmm,
and more savings, mm-hmm, accounts, ladies.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I think about there's, they could do things different. And at the same time, I'm like, but it's still Ron DeSantis' law. I have a big problem with this. And I don't know why. Apart from I hate the motherfucker. Yep. And then on top of it, you've got the fact that the cherry on the shit sandwich that this is that, you know, these women will not vote for him. Well, that's good. Less voters for Ron DeSantis.
They're just
going to
fucking vote for Trump.
Yeah.
That's it.
No vote for Trump.
May not get my alimony, but at least I'll get my pussy grabbed.
And shocking, Trump has probably never paid alimony.
Or if he has, he doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably paid a fuck ton to what's her name and then never paid her a dime again. Because she's like, I paid you a fuck ton. You raised the kid on that.
Yeah. No, I'm more of the, did your life move on? Stop your alimony. Mm-hmm. You know, are the kids all grown up? Are they out of the house? Stop the alimony.
Well, there was a time when, you know, the housewife era, which went on through the 70s and into the 80s.
Unfamiliar.
But the during the housewife era, the idea was, is if your wife, if your ex-wife remarried, that was the end of the alimony.
Yep.
You know, and that's been the case for even today. I remember they did a little joke of that on about that on Two and a Half Men, where he gets the call, you know, Alan gets the call, and he's the whole point of his character was how, you know, obsessed he was about getting back together with his wife. And he gets the call that she's getting remarried, and then his brother just goes 5, 6, 7, 8, no more alimony, no more alimony. There, so yeah, it's a thing, you know, your wife, your ex-wife gets remarried and you're not going to remarry her, then yeah, alimony payments are no longer needed because there's a husband to pay for it.
I will not be marrying your ex-wife, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think Tiffany would approve. So,
speaking of unmarried ex-wives.
Nice.
This guy was a good one. That was solid.
That was good.
A majority of the House Freedom Caucus voted on the 23rd of June to yeet Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene out of the House Freedom Caucus. Out!
Darn it.
Yeah, I'm just going to go over here and set up my own caucus of one.
Creepy.
It's the More Freedom Caucus.
We're just going to sit around and do bathtub meth, talk about CrossFit.
Exactly.
Yeah, Andy Harris of Maryland, representative out of Maryland, said, quote, vote was taken to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from the House Freedom Caucus for some of the things she's done. Harris told reporters on Thursday, according to Harris, Greene can no longer attend weekly meetings. Those are reserved for members. No room for you in my He-Man Woman Haters Club.
Wah, wah. Darn it.
This is what you get when you play both sides, Margie. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, the sides being the fucking lunatic fringe of the GOP and Kevin McCarthy's bits.
Yeah, I know. It's like, ugh. you had this House Freedom Caucus, which just took control. And we knew it would, because they're the loudest yappy dogs in the fucking kennel there. And then she's over there going, no, we need to support this guy. And yeah.
Greene did not address her membership status when asked for comment, instead saying in a statement that she will never change.
That's unfortunate.
My America First credentials, guided by my Christian faith, are forged in steel, seared into my character, and will never change. I will work with anyone who wants to secure our border, protect our children inside the womb, and after they are born. Wait, you keep forgetting about that part. And the forever foreign wars, and do the work to save. I just can't read that with a fucking straight face. Jesus, she is garbage, people. I mean, she really, and the fact that Boebert's worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so Boebert's had a life. Things have happened in that life that could forge character or turn you into a turd.
A villain.
And not only that, she seems to have embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
Been like, oh, okay. Not only am I going to lie about all this stuff, there is no doubt in my mind that she was an escort. None at all.
None.
There's no doubt in my mind. There's less doubt in my mind. You know, that she banged Ted Cruz.
Oh, 100%.
You know?
Ugh.
And so there's a part of me that has a little empathy for her, and there's a conflict there, but...
I have none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ew. Ew.
Well, if she was a former escort, then banging Ted Cruz couldn't have been the worst guy she ever fucked.
I disagree.
I think the worst guy she ever fucked is Kevin McCarthy through the whatever it is that Marjorie Taylor Greene has.
Yep.
You know? You just look, I want you to just do me a favor, listener. I want you to close your eyes for just a minute. Just close them for just a minute, unless you're driving.
I'm going to close them.
And then don't close them. But I want you to just think. Think of that whiny, monotonous tone that Kevin McCarthy speaks in, right?
Yes.
I'm Kevin McCarthy. Now imagine him doing dirty talk while he's raw-dogging Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted you to be in the dark, dark place that I am.
I'm already in a dark place. I didn't need it.
No, but now it's got somebody else's curtains up. Sorry, buddy. Anyway, so they kicked her out of the assholes club for being too big an asshole.
That's a shame.
Is that a win? Is that a loss? I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah. So, RFK Jr.
Speaking of little bitches.
Problematic little bitch. He talked about Bitcoin and said he wasn't an investor. And then someone's
well,
like,
crazy. I'm not going to waste my money. Yeah, but you should use it.
Somebody's like, hey, you know, there's paperwork for shit like money. So on his June 30th financial disclosure, he had to report a brokerage account that held between $100,000 and $250,000 worth of Bitcoin. Running for president, told a crowd of crypto enthusiasts in May that he was not an investor. I got to say, as a guy who's about $500 short every month of making bills, $100,000, that's a little bit of money, sport. Just saying.
Yeah,
I just need this dude to go away.
One day.
This is what's left. They killed all the good ones.
Yeah.
You know, they killed Jack and Bobby and Teddy. Killed him with those natural causes.
We're left with those Southern Kennedys and RFK Jr. Great.
And what's her name? Married to Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. Maria Shriver.
Shriver. She's a Kennedy.
Yep. She was a Kennedy.
Anyway, that's all I got this week, guys. We are going to jump over and do Patreon. We're going to talk about robots. We're going to talk about tourists. We're going to talk more about Musk and Zuckerberg because there's something to know. We're going to talk about AI. And then, in a blast from the past, we're going to talk about Michelle Bachmann.
Bachmann.
But first, we're going to go over to Patreon at patreon.com/dfenmedia, where every week that we record, we provide at least 15 to 20 minutes of specialized content just for you, the listener. Pop over to patreon.com/dfenmedia, D-E-F-E-N media, and join us there. I think I told you what was going to be on there. So other than that, leftshow.com, you can buy merch. You can drop donations. You can do whatever you want. If you see Mr. Carter out in public, give him a hug. He loves stranger hugs.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yep.
I'll tell you guys a story on Patreon.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to do what the British lady says to do.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/dfenmedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.